since Russia launched its war in Ukraine, some of Russia's top artists and creative professionals have moved to Israel. Their Jewish heritage offers a ticket to a new life. They land at the Tel Aviv airport, they receive a new citizenship, and they take a chance to rebuild their artistic careers as well as safely voice their consciences about the war. NPR's Daniel Estrin sent this report from Tel Aviv.
What a difference a year has made for music producer Yevgeny Petrushansky. Last year, his record label in Russia produced this jazz album, which got nominated for a Grammy. This year, his record label has gone silent.
I don't feel it's the right time now to release music as a Russian label. For the ethical reasons, I stopped.
Days after Russia invaded Ukraine, he left St. Petersburg for Tel Aviv.
It happened to be Israel because I had a chance, because of my Jewish roots from my father's side.
With partial Jewish heritage, he got to claim Israeli citizenship. Now he's re-registering his record label in Israel and hopes to release new records next year.
It's impossible to release a record in Russia so it goes to the foreign audience, because majority of music aggregators who released the music towards the platforms like Apple Music, Spotify, they're not working, they're not presenting in Russia anymore.
More than 28,000 Russians have moved to Israel since the war, including some of Russia's biggest creative talent, like pop star Alla Pugacheva, who's basically the Russian Madonna, one of Russia's top photographers, and reportedly a prominent late-night TV host. Russian-Israeli journalist Liza Rozovsky reports on these VIP arrivals for the Israeli newspaper Haaretz.
Lots of Russian people have Jewish origins. It's common among people who belong to the so-called intelligentsia. Now, when the war has started, I think everybody literally remembered their Jewish grandma.
Anyone with at least one Jewish grandparent can apply for Israeli citizenship for themselves and close family. Some Russians use their new Israeli passport to get to Europe, which is restricting Russians now. Russian exiles have heard the criticism in the West that they should be staying home to protest.
You know, it's very easy to live in a democratic country and say that you have to, you know, protest against a totalitarian authoritarian government. Try to go to Moscow and do that. Try. Then I will send you letters to jail.
Maxim Katz fled Moscow. In Israel, he has the freedom to publish his anti-war YouTube channel, which often gets more than a million viewers a day, including many inside Russia.
Especially in Jerusalem, there is a big scene of experimental music.
This recent networking event in Jerusalem brought 100 Russian and Ukrainian arts professionals to meet Israeli directors in theater, cinema, music, and dance. It's where I meet choreographer Polina Mitryashina. She worked at one of the world's leading dance institutions, Russia's Mariinsky Theater.
Yes, okay, Mariinsky, I liked it. I like the guys in Mariinsky, I like my artists, but now they're in Oslo. They left Russia too.
She's trying to rebuild her career in Israel. She's not looking back.
Sometimes I'm angry to the people who stay and continue to work for the big companies and continue to make the money in this country. And I'm like, are you crazy? You're like a sponsor of the war.
Another new arrival to Israel is Russian artist Victor Melamed, who's illustrated portraits for the New Yorker magazine.
One of the reasons I came to Israel is because I want to be a person of the world. Separating Russia, like cutting it off, it's a thing that's happening. Staying behind the Iron Curtain was incredibly scary.
Now he's moved his family to a cozy Tel Aviv suburb, but he's still wrestling with what it means to be a Russian artist at this time.
This time is very demanding. We need to grow up. We cannot afford to stay the same.
He has a new ritual now. Every morning, he draws a black and white portrait of a Ukrainian civilian killed in a Russian attack. Then he posts it on Instagram to 15,000 followers. He says it's his way of pinching himself not to get too comfortable in his new home in Israel. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.